And when you're walking around Lansing or East Lansing this summer, one of the new attractions you'll be seeing will be pianos. Not indoors in entertainment venues where you might expect them, but outdoors. And they won't be ordinary pianos either. Each will have been decorated by a local artist. It's all part of a new project from the Capital Area Blues Society called Keys in the Cities. Here to tell us about the program is Smitty Smith of the Capital Area Blues Society. You probably also know Smitty as the organizer of the Pump House Concerts and the annual Pumpstock Music Festival in East Lansing. Welcome back, Smitty. Good to see you.
Thanks, Mark. Great to be here.
Explain the idea here. It sounds like I'm reminded of the famously decorated cows in Chicago.
Is this similar? Think Holy Cow, like in Chicago, except these are functional pianos that anybody walking by can play. They'll be beautifully decorated, you know, artistically decorated, and be in place in public places, on sidewalks, in parks, from about May till October every year.
These sound like durable instruments to withstand the elements for 12 hours a day or so.
We'll see how that goes, but each one will have a tarp covering it, and a local business or someone in the vicinity of the piano that will take the tarp off in the morning, put it back on overnight.
And passersby will be allowed to play to hammer out a Tchaikovsky.
I think you and I need to get into East Lansing after one of these shows and see how your piano skills have come along.
Where are the pianos coming from?
They're all donated. Okay. It's amazing how, if you get the word out, how many people have a piano and they say, you know, if you would just take this away, I would love to give it away. It sits in my living room, takes up space, nobody plays it. We've got two men in a truck donating moving services. We've got the Lansing Piano Tuners Guild doing minor repairs and keeping them in tune, along with a bunch of great, wonderful sponsors like Macaca. We have a grant and other folks around town.
How many pianos and roughly where? We're talking Lansing and East Lansing?
Lansing and East Lansing, hence the name Keys in the Cities. We have 9 going in Lansing and 3 in East Lansing. So East Lansing will be that little pocket park next to Black Cat Bistro.
Sure.
Fountain Square.
Love that little park.
Yep. Fountain Square right outside the Marriott.
Of course.
And then the 500 block of Grand River in the alley behind Sweet Lorraine's and Michigan Shirt Works there, where that dynamic statue is right now, sculpture.
Right. Now, do you want to be up by Art Festival?
You're
going to be there?
We're going to have at least one. I know we're going to have at least one in place for Art Festival because it was decorated last weekend at the Broad by Big Brothers and Big Sisters as part of Children's Art Day last Saturday at the Broad. So one is complete, and it'll be in Scene Metro Space. There are 2 others being decorated in the windows of Scene Metro Space. You can walk by and check the progress between now and the end of the month, and we'll have at least 1 or 2 in place for Art Festival in East Lansing.
Smitty Smith is our guest on Current State today, talking to us about Keys in the Cities, which is the brainchild of the Capital Area Blues Society. Will there be specific events tied to Keys in the City?
There will be a few, Mark. We hope to have the Lansing ones in place for Be a Tourist in Your Town Day and have a musician stationed at each one to encourage folks as they're touristing their own town to stop and play a little bit.
And how are you protecting the pianos exactly?
Well, there'll be Each has a sponsor. So, for instance, the one in the alley in East Lansing, Sweet Lorraine's, is the host of that piano. And they'll come out every morning to remove the tarp if it's not raining, if the weather looks okay. And it'll be there for people to play. And last thing before they go home in the evening, you know, 9, 10 o'clock or something, they'll cover it back up.
Will the pianos be for sale when Keys in the Cities is over with?
We're still actively looking for sponsors, as you know, nothing like this happens for free, and we could still use some sponsors. And one of the perks of sponsorship would be to take possession of your sponsored piano at the end of the summer, and then that gives us an excuse to decorate some more pianos next spring and keep this going.
Whose brainchild was this? I mean, actually put pianos outside. This required kind of an intellectual leap,
I think. Kind of does, but obviously, like everything, we're not the first ones in the world to do this. Larry Groot is on the board of Capital Area Blues Society, and I think it was his sister was in Fort Collins, Colorado. And they've got dozens of them in Fort Collins. And in Seattle, they've got hundreds of them. And she was like, this is really cool, Larry. You should check this out. And Larry thought, well, if it's cool, why can't we do it? And he approached the board, and we thought, yeah, this is a great idea. Let's get behind it.
Who gets to decorate them again? I mean, how are you lining up the artists?
We had a submission process. Local artists were able to submit proposed decorating ideas, and a local jury of art folks, Tim Lane from Scene Metro Space, folks like that, went through all the submissions and picked out the best 12 and And there they are. And assuming we can get our funding finished, we'd be paying the artists for doing this. So we're supporting the arts community with a little bit of money and an outlet for artwork. We're supporting the music community with a place for professional musicians if they wish to play and get themselves some exposure, as well as everyone else who walks by and wants to play chopsticks or just slam on the keys.
Very neat idea. Talk to us about Pump Stock. I know that's getting closer, and you're the organizer there.
You bet. Pump Stock, Mid-Michigan's best roots music festival, best little roots music festival, will be at Bailey Park, 300 Bailey Street, on June 6th from 2 p.m. to 8 p.m., just like it's been every year for the past 5 years. We've got a lot of new things going on this year, besides a great lineup, including Stella. Most of you know Jen Siggett and her band Stella. Our headliner, Missy Raines and the New Hip. Missy is 7-time International Bluegrass Music Association Bass Player of the Year, so she's a big deal. And we've got some new fun for the family while you're there. The Broad's going to have a children's art booth for the kids to create art during the festival.
Okay.
We've got All of Us Express Children's Theater providing face painting and so on and so forth, along with some great local food vendors like What Up Dog and Sweet Lorraine's Mac and Cheese.
Pump Stock and Keys in the Cities. A couple of things involved here. The Capital Area Blues Society is involved. Smitty Smith is involved, of course, and he's been our guest here on Current State. Look forward to seeing the pianos. It's a cool idea. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Mark.
That's our show for today. Coming up tomorrow on Current State, we talk about the much-anticipated results of the statewide vote on Proposal 1. Bob Schneider of the Citizens Research Council of Michigan joins me in Studio S. Plus, this week's Neighbors in Action highlights a group that offers support over the phone to people in crisis. Meet the volunteers of the venerable Listening Ear. That and more tomorrow on Current State. The executive producer of Current State is Peter Worf. Kevin Lavery was our director today. Thanks also to Melissa Benmark, Scott Pohl, April Van Buren, and to Drew Hill. Past episodes at WKAR.org, or subscribe to our podcast. It's there as well on iTunes and elsewhere. I'm Mark Bayshore. Thanks for joining us. It's Current State on 90.5 WKAR.